Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Did you get a good night's sleep last night, PK? Did you? She laughs.
Well, because I have this funny thing where I have a fishbone stuck in my throat.
That's so not a metaphor. You literally do, don't you?
I really do. Okay. I'm headed to the doctor after the show, so I didn't sleep exceedingly well, but it was okay.
Here you are doing the show. You're a trooper. Pray for you that goes okay.
But isn't that silly?
Aside from unique circumstances like that, it can be difficult to get a good night's sleep. I slept kind of so last night myself. But Dr. Linda Mental is here. She's a regular guest of our show. She's a social worker, a therapist, actually has her own radio show as well, and an author that we have resources that she's written linked up at myfaithradio.com. But we just welcome her back today on this Monday. Good morning, Dr. Linda.
Good morning. Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
same
you too.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go back to sleep after looking out my window. We have another storm with ice and snow, and it looks more like Christmas than it does St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Well, maybe just say a word about the winter doldrums. We're still kind of at the tail end of the final blast, we hope, of winter, but that can have an effect on kind of an overall depression mood, sort of, that would affect our sleep, right?
Yeah. It does. It's something called seasonal affective disorder, and we're really not free of this until usually around April. And daylight savings time does have a little bit of a positive impact on that, because the depression that's called SAD that sometimes people hear is related to a lack of sunshine. And as we expand the day with the daylight savings and people can come home from work and hopefully get outside for an hour. So, of course, if it's, you know, sleeting and snowing, I guess you could sweat outside or do something like that. But it really does pick up the mood when you can get a little bit of that extra sunshine during your day.
Yeah, my doctor, when I went and saw him when I had a cold and all these, you know, the flu and all this stuff going on, he's like, well, are you taking vitamin D?
Right.
And I had not been doing that. And he's like, I think anybody that through this winter should be on vitamin D, because it just helps with that whole.
It does. And, you know, it's really something important to check. You know, I'm at the College of Osteopathic Medicine, and it's been really interesting. A bunch of people have gone and gotten physicals, and so many of the men, which you wouldn't expect, found out that they were very, very low in vitamin D. And so a number of them are now on supplements. There is something they can do to put some intensity to it. But I have these little natural drops of vitamin D that were prescribed for me from a doctor, and I just put them on my yogurt in the morning and use that as a way of continuing to get that vitamin D until we can get a little bit more sunshine and get outside. Yeah. But we should have our levels checked, because it really is important. They're finding that vitamin D has to do with calcium absorption. Mm-hmm. It has to do with maybe even some kinds of cancers. So vitamin D is really important to check.
Yeah, I'm taking a supplement now that has vitamin D and calcium together.
Right.
So that's kind of a double benefit, hopefully, too.
You know,
well, we know that sleep also plays a vital role in our good health and our well-being.
Right.
So it's really important in our life, and we don't always think about getting enough sleep or even getting the right kind of quality sleep that we need that can really affect not only our physical health, our quality of life, and even our safety, but also our mental health as well. So this is another part in that holistic health that we have to start thinking about. What do our sleep patterns look like? Are we getting enough sleep? And interestingly enough, PK, women need a little bit more sleep than men do in order to function well as well.
Well, I believe that, because we work so much harder.
Well,
here's the funny thing about
here,
this.
But,
here's what was really funny. You know, I don't know if you have this experience, but a lot of times I'll be trying to fall asleep at night, and my husband will have the TV on, which is not recommended, by the way, of putting that on, because there's something about the light, especially if it's close by you.
Yeah.
The light can trigger your brain to think, oh, it's time to wake up rather than go to sleep. But a lot of times we'll have the TV on when I'm falling asleep, and I fall asleep very quickly, and he takes a longer time. And I wondered what that was, and it actually is true in terms of the research that it takes men in an average around 23 minutes a night to fall asleep, and women are much quicker at 9 minutes a night. So we get to sleep quicker, but unfortunately women have more insomnia than men do. So we can get to sleep, but sometimes we wake up a little bit more often as well and may have trouble, you know, not getting that full night's rest that we actually need.
And some people, you know, and I'm not picking on anybody here, but I've heard friends over the past say, oh, I only get 4 hours of sleep because I just can't sleep, or I'm worried, or I'm this, or I'm that, or because I'm so busy. I have so much going on, and I have so many things that I'm working on. I'm only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a Talk a little bit about that too, because that really adds up, doesn't it?
It does, and that is not good, because if we look at an average in terms of what is recommended in terms of the amount of sleep we should be getting, school age kids need at least 10 hours a day, teenagers 9 to 10 hours a day, and I would really wonder how many teenagers get 9 to 10 mm-hmm. hours a day. And then adults, including the elderly, we need 7 to 8 hours a day. So if you're running on empty at 4 to 5, your brain and your body is not getting to do the things that it needs to do. And it might be a good idea to go through 6 areas of your physical well-being that are affected by a lack of sleep, because it's just what you're saying, PK. So many people are not getting the sleep that they need, and they're not recognizing the impact that it has on a number of physical states, including disease.
Interesting. We're talking with Dr. Linda Mental here today about the importance of sleep and how it can really benefit not only your body, but we'll get into, too, the spiritual side of this and your soul as well. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We'll continue talking with Dr. Linda Mental about sleep and the importance of getting a good night's rest coming up in just a moment here on Faith Radio. Stay tuned. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cue.
Dream.
Wake up, it's Faith Radio Mornings with NPK. We are talking about sleep, but we're not trying to make you go back to sleep as we start our work week here. But it's important to get a good night's rest, and when we're not getting that, it affects everything. It affects our work, our mood, our relationships, and we're talking with Dr. Linda Mental right now about how to get a good night's sleep, some tips, and why we need it. So, Dr. Linda, I think For guys, maybe especially, I don't know if it's fair to say that, but they feel like, we feel like, we might need to take a little time for ourselves. And so when we come home, and maybe if you have younger kids, we get the kids to bed and we talk with our wife and everything, and now we can finally sit down and have some time for ourselves and watch a sporting event or do something to unwind before we go to bed. But then suddenly it's midnight. How can we find that balance in our life and still get a good night's sleep?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think one of the things that you have to avoid, it's a little bit better to maybe watch a sporting event than participate in one right before you want to
okay,
go to bed.
Sure.
A lot of people exercise late at night because of their busy schedule, and then they find themselves in bed with their eyes wide open going, why can't I fall asleep? Because exercise revs up the body. So it's better to do what you're suggesting, watch someone else exercise that time of night. Not as a life principle, but that time of night. It's better not to do that. And sometimes, too, people are drinking caffeine too late in the day, mm-hmm. and the effects of caffeine can actually stay in your system for about 8 hours. So you might want to look at the caffeine. If there are people who are smokers who are listening, smoking interferes with sleep, as does alcohol. A lot of people will drink alcohol thinking they're relaxing, they're going to sleep, but then they find that they wake up in the middle of the night because it actually does disrupt the sleep cycle. So some self-care things in that package of trying to relax is really important. And then I think it's really important for us to talk a little bit about what the lack of sleep does, because a lot mm-hmm. of people go, yeah, no big deal. You know I need more sleep, but so what? Well, the so what is that, first of all, your mood gets affected. Mm-hmm. You become irritable, impatient, you don't concentrate well, you get more moody, and it can just leave you really tired in a way that doesn't feel, that tired that you get when you get a good rest. So the mood is affected. Our learning and memory are affected, and people don't think about this, that sleep really helps the brain commit to new information in memory, to memory. So there's a process called memory consolidation. And what happens is in studies we found that people who'd slept after learning a task actually do better on the task and the test later. So again, for college students who are listening, you know, it's the best thing is to study and then go to bed and get a decent night's sleep, because that will give your brain time to consolidate that information and actually learn that information.
We're talking about, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to mention the big one for most of us is the weight loss issue.
Yeah.
And chronic sleep deprivation does cause weight gain. And people don't think about that, but the problem is it's because our bodies process and store carbohydrates, and when we don't get enough sleep, this doesn't all work well, and it alters the levels of hormones that affect our appetite. And we have found, and there have been a number of studies that found, if you don't get a good night's rest, you do have a tendency to gain weight.
Yeah, and we've got Johnny who's calling in. And good morning, Johnny. Thank you for calling. You've got a question for Dr. Linda this morning.
I do indeed, and thank you very much for taking my call. I've been hearing these commercials about something that has to do with being totally blind and not being able to sleep, but it has nothing to do with sleep. What's that all about? And especially me being totally blind, and sleep's not a problem for me. So what's that all about?
So I'm not really sure what the question is, Johnny. So you're hearing some, I'm not really sure what you're hearing, that blindness is affected somehow by sleep? Is that what you're asking about?
No, according, as I understand the commercial, there is something, it's a disorder or something that has to do with being totally blind, but not, and not being able to sleep, but it is not a sleep disorder.
Yeah, it's like, it's like the, non-24-hour sleep-wake syndrome. Have you heard of that, Linda?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm not a sleep expert, so it sounds like a great question, because the question is what's going on in the body that causes us to stay awake and keep the brain awake. I don't really know the answer to that, because I know I'm a little bit more familiar with the sleep disorders, and like you say, it doesn't quite fit into that sleep disorders, or maybe it does, and it's not a condition I'm aware of.
Yeah, I happen to be looking at the website right now, and it just says that it's a circadian rhythm disorder, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, and this is the same kind of thing that people have with when they do shift work, and their circadian rhythms are way off, and they're not able to kind of get back into that rhythm. So what I can speak to is the idea of regular sleep. So one of the fixes for a lot of people is to try to go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time, because of the importance of that circadian rhythm and getting us into that sleep. So a lot of times what will happen, and maybe we can help Johnny a little bit after the show in terms of giving him some more information, but one of the things that happens to people, a lot of people will sleep in late on the weekends and then wake up, you know, really a lot later, like maybe sleep till noon and then stay up really late the next night. And then come Sunday night, they're really tired and they can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's because they're disrupting that sleep cycle. So what the best thing is for people who are struggling with sleep is try to get on some regular cycle where you go to bed at the same time, you wake up at the same time. And that will at least help you with some of this learning and memory. And also, I just want to mention the safety issue of not getting enough sleep. Because the sleep debt can really contribute to a greater tendency to not only fall asleep during the daytime, which can be dangerous, but that can cause you, it can cause you to fall and to make mistakes and errors, and especially if you're in some kind of like accounting, you know, job or a medical job where you make errors, or traffic, air traffic people really need to get a lot of sleep. And even the amount of road accidents we can contribute to people not getting a good night's rest.
Talk about the spiritual angle on this too, Dr. Linda. I'm thinking about, especially if we wake up tired, we're not going to be as inclined to dig into the word maybe in the morning, right?
No, we're not. And I think, again, as we look holistically, we're talking about body, soul, and spirit here, and we know that sleep disorders and serious sleep problems have been linked to hypertension and increased stress hormone levels and irregular heartbeat. And we know that sleep deprivation alters immune functions and it doesn't help the body do what it needs to do. So if you're having difficulty and you're struggling from a spiritual point of view, one of the things that you can do when those racing thoughts come and you're wound up, first you've got to take care of the physical and get rid of the things we talked about. You know, do what we call good sleep hygiene. And anyone listening can Google sleep hygiene and they can get a good idea of making the room quiet, making it dark, you know, cutting out the noise, doing the things that you need to do. But also then, I think the biggest help is begin to pray. When you're really struggling with sleep, don't try to fight the thoughts. But when the thoughts come, just begin to focus your mind on the Lord and take those cares and those problems to Him, and just begin to thank Him and ask Him to be able to quiet your mind. And the Scripture says that if we keep our mind stayed on Him, that He will keep us in perfect peace. And so if you want to bring peace to a night's sleep, at the end of the day, I think at the beginning of the day, the end of the day, it's always great to focus on a scripture and begin to just meditate on the Word of God. And that will calm your mind. It'll calm your body. And it will give you a great focus that you can fall asleep at night.
And I think the spiritual side of that, too, is I think for me, if I'm exhausted, I think that God has forgotten who I am. He's not listening. He's not hearing me. Woe is me. The mountain is a mountain. It's not a molehill. And it really can pile up, can it? I mean, you can't be really positive sometimes if you're exhausted.
Yeah, it's that irritability and that irritability, that impatience, that when you're tired and you're cranky, you are more prone, I think, to negativity. It's just sort of our natural default. In fact, the brain tends to go there. So we have to be intentional, and we have to put on the mind of Christ and begin to really focus on the things that are going well, the things that are blessings in our life. Again, giving thanksgiving, giving gratitude, all of that begins to calm the mind down, allows us to have that rest that God was so intentional about us having. I mean, he put it in one of the commandments that we need to rest. We need to repair not only our bodies, but also our mind and our spirit. So it's a great way to focus on God. He's given us the solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. In closing, Dr. Linda, if we have a friend that just looks tired all the time, I mean, the bags under the eyes seem to be getting bigger and bigger, and we care about them. We want them to get a good night's rest. How can we appropriately breach that subject with them and encourage them?
It's really good to do what we're doing today and just really talk about that it isn't just a light thing not to get enough sleep, that there are all these, you know, it affects your health in so many ways, it affects your mood in so many ways, it affects your relationships because mm-hmm. you get cranky. So it would be really great to say, what can you do? Can we look at some of these sleep hygiene things that are on the internet that would maybe help you get a better night's rest? Can you look at the things in your life that might be interfering and address the problems? Because I'm concerned about you, because I know that if you get the rest, you're going to feel more refreshed and more able to tackle the day and be much more effective in everything you do, plus not be making errors and mistakes. So it's out of a concern that you would approach somebody to say, hey, look, I know it's a problem. I've had trouble with that. Most of us have had trouble with that at some point in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help others and say, here's a few things that I did that really seemed to help. You know, if you want to talk about it some more, you want to look at some of this stuff, I'd be glad to do that with you.
A side note, too, or an additional note, just some research I was reading last week is about having your cell phone next to the bed, too. And like you were talking about the TV light. And we're just about out of time here, too, but they say that even the cell phone light will stimulate you enough so that you don't sleep well when it comes flashing on with a text or something during the night, those reminders. So just maybe don't, if you don't need your cell phone there, or what I do is flip mine upside down so the light doesn't
shine.
Yeah.
I do get awakened a lot of times by those little messages that come during the middle of the night, especially my husband likes soccer, which is on a different part of the world, and suddenly we get an update.
Manchester.
You know,
go Manchester.
I'm like, what? Turn that thing off.
It's huge.
So maybe silence
huge.
those updates as well during the night.
I have all of mine silenced, and then what's good is the alarm will still ring, but everything else is muted, and then I flip the screen upside down. So
then do you hear that vibration then, though? You know that?
No.
That noise? You don't?
No, I don't have. I don't have it vibrating.
Oh, good.
That's really smart. Good. That's a good tip. I'm going to remember that.
It really does help. Otherwise, because I have a sister who's a night owl and sends me notes all the time at like 12:12. So.
Well, Dr. Linda, we appreciate your insight,
yes,
and your help.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us regularly here. We are blessed by your insight. Thanks.
All right. I hope you guys get a good night's rest.
All right. And I hope you weather the storm okay.
Oh, it sounds like we're just like you. So I'm having lots of empathy. It sounds like we have the exact same weather. So we can just relate this
that's
way.
That's it. Spring will show up at some point.
Eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Take care.
Thanks, Linda.